Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Here we go, hour 3 of Old School. Still lots to get to. Nebraska football, Big Ten football, NFL football, college volleyball, Major League Baseball, maybe some NBA news. We'll see where the conversation takes us. Austin Orman, DP with you. Old School brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Our starter Heyman Jewelers text line is popping off. Let's get to that, DP, with the question that you posed. Lemon says, can't play Colorado like last year without non-con games, which to me is more of a college football issue than a Big Ten issue. Why did we let conferences get to where they are? Why did we decide that we valued? That's the one thing I really can respect the SEC for, is staying relatively regional. Is we think about it from the business sense, right? The SEC stayed in its geographic silo, right? It built up. It built deeper, however you want to phrase it or think about it. The Big Ten built more silos. It built more outposts across the country. Not a bad decision. I would argue maybe the wrong decision, right? Instead of leaning into this is what's best for fans, this is what we will tell TV partners is valuable, the Big Ten and the SEC to a lesser degree let the TV partners tell them what was valuable. They got yanked around by the ear instead of saying, no, this is what we stand for. This is what's best for our fans. This is what's best for our local communities to do this type of business every year instead of have a home game like Ohio State, Texas, and then the return trip once every 5 to 7 years.
I think there is a way. And again, I think in the rebranding and the relocation and realignment of college athletics and pro athletes, we had that discussion about baseball and what it would look like if you got it right. You could do the same thing for basketball to make it more convenient. I think the non-cons you could do from a realignment standpoint to build rivalries. You could cross over. You could, if your non-con was Iowa State, Kansas State, where you could drive to it, okay, where the fans get value for it and the communities get value for it. That if you can't say to me that Houston Christian is going to bring more people to the restaurants and hotels of Lincoln than a Big Ten team would. Like that they're going to bring more eyes to the television and more ears to the radio.
No.
So then what's it for? What's it for? If you're protecting lower common denominator, hey, we need cheap wins, then you're devaluing the Big Ten Conference value. Don't tell me that you have to beat Akron to get into a bowl game because you couldn't beat Indiana or Illinois,
six other Big Ten.
You couldn't beat Rutgers to get into a bowl game. Then the bowl game doesn't have value either. The program's not very good.
there's that aspect of it. I will say that I think it's on the conferences first and foremost, right? Like I said, for the TV deal. I do think that there's something to be said. If we're actually going to play by these rules and not just give lip service to them, that there is some, you know, quote unquote, good of the game, you know, greater good that can at least be discussed, at least be at play. Because let's say that, you know, the Big Ten, the SEC, take your advice and they go to a 12-game conference only, or they rebrand the entire country and you have 10-team conferences where you have, you know, 9 conference games to play everyone in your quote unquote conference or division every year, and then 3 regionals from outside of that, that to your point are drivable. Well, I do think it's a valid concern. Maybe it's not the Big Ten's problem or the SEC's problem, but it's college football's problem. What happens to those other schools to get left behind? We know there's stratification in sports. There always will be. Do we want to pay lip service or take actual steps to an NFL style system where everyone eats, everyone gets a little bit of the pie? Or are we going to go baseball, where there's no salary cap and you have your teams that'll spend, your upper level ones that always win, and your bottom level teams that never reach the same level? Are we getting to the Major League Baseball system where there's a big boys league and there's a minor leagues? I'm fine either way. I just want to know what we actually value and take steps to prove that that's the system we want.
Well, I mean, you think James Madison cares? No, they will play whoever they're going to play, and they fought their way up through the system. Old Dominion, they fought their way up through the system.
But what are those schools' goals? Do they want to win a national championship? Do they understand that? Do they think that's on the table for them, or is it off the table? They'd have to know that going in, or do they care?
James Madison knows who they are. Nebraska Wesleyan knows who they are. You don't see. We don't have the petition to have Wesleyan play Nebraska in football.
Then we need to stop pretending like, you know, these MAC schools, your MAC champ has a chance to win a championship.
Well, we know that.
But right now, the current system is set up to at least give them hope that they can pretend.
You could look. Pretense is how we get in bad situations.
That's my point.
Like pretense is how we get in bad situations.
Go all in, or we have to take steps to keep up the pretense.
We got rid of the pretense that there's beyond Power Four conferences. We got beyond that pretty quickly. When it got down to the penny. We got rid of that.
We got beyond it pretty quick.
Listen, we also understand that in basketball, because the number of athletes required to do a thing. Now, there's a difference between basketball and football when it comes to producing these sorts of things. That's why the NCAA tournament is what it is. Because quite frankly, you need to find 5 guys instead of 40 to play at the level and to be consistent in it. We understand. Baseball, the Coastal Carolinas, they're not going to do. Look, we know who they are in those situations. You can play your way up, right? Coastal Carolina doesn't need to play Duke, North Carolina, NC State, Clemson to get to a bowl game. No,
I'm already getting to a College World Series. It takes a different sport for that matter.
We understand, but if we're talking football, if you're telling me that I'm going to give you a ticket, a ticket that just says you're going to go to Nebraska. Game 1 at home. Opponent unnamed. But I'm going to charge you $200 for it, right? You're going to pay $200. And then you find out after you pay who they're playing against. I can't fathom that Nebraska fans would give greater celebration that it's Houston Christian rather than Oregon or right. Wisconsin or Indiana. That's my point, is that the value of this thing, the value of Nebraska football and the opponents that it chooses or that it plays or that it's doing business with. This is a business agreement. We know this is not a football decision. This is, hey, come and let us do football business with you. You are less of a threat. It's a lesser value. You can't tell me that you're Austin. Which ticket do you want?
No. I can't argue with that point at all. Which is where I think if it's a business decision, people go all in on your strategy. But if it's a football decision, do you think, honestly, in their heart of hearts, Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti believe that if they were the first one to come out with this idea, we are playing only teams in our conference, only teams in our region? Do you think in their heart of hearts, either one of them believes the other would follow suit and make that move?
Why wouldn't they if they're partnered together in an agreement?
Because they wouldn't. I don't think they'd partner together unless there's a change to the system. And because number two, right now, playoff access. That's above all, because the playoff has bigger bucks than any singular, you know, game like this. Again, I think your idea is right. If everyone,
I think Mississippi so Bama scheduling Citadel. If you're a Bama fan and you have that ticket, you get to see Alabama one time. To tell me that you would rather see them play Citadel
than Kentucky,
I have to question your football IQ. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? If I'm going to go to Virginia and do this, and it's either Liberty or North Carolina State, I'm sorry, Liberty, love you, but mm-hmm. let me see the Wolfpack.
Raleigh, baby.
And if you're NC State, who would you rather bring to the table, Liberty or UVA? You know that Charlottesville, they know the route. Mm-hmm. They know the good hotels. They have the money. They can spend the money. And a greater number of them are going to show up at your venue. There's zero chance that Houston Christian is going to draw as many fans to Lincoln, Nebraska mm-hmm. as Wisconsin. There's mm-hmm. zero chance. Ask the restaurants and hotels in Lincoln. Who do you want on the schedule to come here and spend money in Nebraska? Wisconsin?
Or Houston Christian?
Or Houston Christian.
They want Wisconsin. My point to that would be, there's bigger business in Wisconsin than Houston Christian. There's bigger business in the college football playoff than the Pinstripe Bowl. Nebraska would rather, as the football program, I'm not saying businesses, Nebraska football would rather play that football business game, get Akron, Houston Christian here, beat them, get to 10-2, 11-1, and be in the college football playoff, risk dropping another game to Wisconsin and not getting that same college football playoff.
You shouldn't be in the college playoff. Like, if you have to beat,
I'm just trying to read their minds.
If you have to beat Akron and Houston Christian to get in the bowl game, then the bowl game doesn't have any value. And remember, we're talking about a program that only went to the Pinstripe Bowl and hasn't been to any other bowl in a while, because the value systems were all out of kilter, all wrong.
Kirk from Georgia on a Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line. As a fan, I enjoy big matchups. There's more value as a fan seeing Nebraska versus Tennessee or Oklahoma or Colorado. 3576. Big Ten and its schools don't care about giving fans the best product. The teams in the Big Ten should all get 3 wins in non-conference, so they only have to scrape 3 wins in conference. The money schools like Nebraska make from a home game is another reason. When I was in school in the mid-80s, I talked to the owner of a bar in Lincoln. That group was talking, and the bar owner said his bar made 10% of their year each home Saturday. You're going to make 11 or 12% if it's a Big Ten team versus a Houston Christian.
You're going to make more money with Big Ten business. Big Ten alumni travel in greater number than Houston Christian. They travel more than the Akron Zips. They just do. Mm-hmm. You tell me you don't think that Ohio State travels better than Akron? Like, we know better. Cincinnati just told you there's 6,000 people coming to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. If that's Ohio State, you think that number 6,000?
Probably 36,000.
If you're a Kansas City hotel, are you a little bit bummed by Cincinnati right now? Right? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, people complain about participation trophies. Well, those are participation games. Those mm-hmm. are participation agreements. And if you're against getting participation trophies and wins that don't matter, then what are we doing? Why not just say, as the Big Ten, the mighty Big Ten, you're flexing muscles all the while being a bully against lower level conferences and teams.
But you can convince yourself you're spreading the love. We're the mighty Big Ten. Look at us looking out for the rest of college football by allowing you into our presence.
How about you let the lower six in the Big Ten conference make more money? How about that? How about Nebraska actually being better at helping
Big Ten business,
right? More fans, more revenue, more merch,
more revenue.
You think the bars in Haymarket would choose accordingly?
I bet they would.
Like, it's the same thing we talked about with the spring game. The spring game was how Haymarket and downtown Lincoln businesses made their money for the year, and you took it away. Mm-hmm. You took it away from them. Now they got to scrounge. Okay. And then on top of that, the choice of Akron and Houston Christian versus a Big Ten pocket of money. We know that who's got the bigger credit card, Akron or Oregon?
I mean, I guess Phil Knight.
Yeah, I think that Nike money showing up in Lincoln, Nebraska for 2 or 3 days would do wonders for our struggling economy.
Sure wouldn't hurt, Matt.
Wonder. Hey, I'm just going to. Now,
and on that front,
I understand it. Let's be clear. I'm not understanding it. I'm just pitching the idea that, hey, folks, there may be another way to make more revenue than you're making. Because guess what? If those three games are Big Ten games, there's more money in the businesses to support Nebraska athletics. They will write bigger checks, donor checks. They will write big, they'll pay more in donation, won't they? Like, if 50 businesses in Lincoln all make those big checks on those three additional home games, mm-hmm. when you ask for more money, they have it to give. They have it to give. That's all I'm just, remember, the business side, I get in trouble because I see things differently than a lot of people. But if you said to me, as a sports radio station, which ones would create more buzz, mm-hmm. if next Thursday they were playing Wisconsin in Kansas City or Cincinnati, we would make more money. We would send more people. Why? Because our sponsors. Would make more money. The restaurants locally, more money. Hotels, more money.
Money.
Businesses, more money. If you're doing business, do better business. That's all.
Mississippi Mud Dog says, what's the context of this conversation? Just wondering, because this seems heated toward Nebraska's opponents when literally all, you know, the power conference schools do or attempt the same thing. The context of the conversation the DP set up at 4:45, and we've continued it since then, is what if the Big Ten decided to just get its own, you know, powwow together and just play its own schools. You know, that is your pool of teams you can select.
If the SEC, and Mud Dog, you were right, and using Alabama and SEC, which mm-hmm. was the precipice for the whole conversation, right? We started with the SEC making the statement that, hey, maybe we should do 9 games. Maybe we should play 9 conference games. And I simply said, why not go all the way? Why not go all the way to 12? Right? Because if it's the SEC and you have 17 opponents to choose from, right? Then choose from them mm-hmm. and do business
with each other.
With each other. Mm-hmm. And all boats.
Rising tide lifts all boats.
Right? If we're rising the tide instead of swimming short to shore, like why have the cruise ships in the tugboat pool? Why are you doing that? There's not the value system behind it is that if you gave Lincoln, Nebraska, all the businesses of Lincoln, Nebraska, 4 more Big Ten football opponents every year, 4 more big time Big Ten opponents. And all the business that goes with it. And remember, some of those years, Indiana's last year's Indiana versus 4 years ago Indiana. But Indiana travels. We see them at PBA basketball. We see them. We see them at a Haymarket for baseball. We see Wisconsin show up. We see Iowa show up. We know that Purdue can show up. Basketball proved the point. We see them. So why not get that money flowing back and forth to all Big Ten schools? All of the ticket sales, all of the attendance goes up, all of the value of tickets goes up, all of the hotel prices. You think you charge more for Michigan than you do Akron? Go online and tell me. Look at September 20th versus the week before and tell me that the rates are the same. No, they are not. No, they are not. Nope. The restaurants, the RSVPs, the reservations for the Haymarket are go to Laszlo's and tell me which one's going to provide a bigger buck for them. If you're going to do that, then you're giving to the community. You're giving to Lincoln. You're giving to the state of Nebraska. And you're giving to the people who write the checks for Big Ten football and for Nebraska football. That's all I'm saying. And you're not right or wrong in whatever you believe. I'm just suggesting Nebraska fans just dream that instead of Akron and Houston Christian, it's Oregon and Indiana this year, or Illinois. Those three top 20 teams, those three top 10 teams, mm-hmm. right? Three top 15 teams. Which ones would you like to fill Memorial Stadium and get excited about?
Probably the big ones.
That's all.
Let's keep playing this out then.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ten and SEC only play themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got AFL and NFL.
Mm-hmm.
How long until those two merge into a Super League? Into just the NFL. And then how long until this NFL says, you know what? We can expand. We can get bigger. We can get better. Let's loop back in the ACC and the Big 12.
I think they go
and then we're right back to square one.
Well, I think you go to conference. But what? Think about what's best for everybody, right? Because we're doing business. We have to remember we're doing business. We're not doing it for the fan experience, but doing the best business is being considerate of the fans and allowing them to give you as much money as they want to give you for your product.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said college football wants to do the best business and make the best money, well, hey, let's go east, west, or regional or otherwise. And if you said to me that Nebraska could choose to be in a conference with the 15 closest Power Four schools, the ability to drive back and forth creates money. Familiarity mm-hmm. creates money.
Creates hatred, creates rooting against you, creates a friction, show my colors,
all of those things. So allow Nebraska and every school to choose the 20 closest Power Four, the 19 closest. So imagine every year, home and away, Kansas. Home and away, Kansas State. Home and away, Iowa. Home and away, Iowa State. Home and away, Oklahoma. Home and away, Oklahoma State. Home and away. Wait a minute. You're talking about a lot of folks going back and forth, putting money in cars, in transportation, hotels, restaurants, recruiting, simplicity, rivalry, merch, right? It's going to show up. Is that better business? Is that a better fan experience? Yes and yes.
Jordan P says everyone else can start their own division because there's no point for them anyways.
Well, here's the thing.
It's not the Big Ten's responsibility to care about everyone else, but the fewer pockets of college football you have, the more teams you start dropping, the fewer markets you have, the fewer people get interested in college sports. So again, it's kind of the SEC thing. You can delve deeper in the markets you're in, but there's a reason this always expands. It is because it's healthier for the state of college football, the game of college football, to have more outposts, to have more teams, to have more communities doing that same business. That's healthier for the sport. Does the Big Ten care? Does it have to care? Those are more philosophical questions.
Do we realize we're talking about the Big Ten, who decided that Maryland and Rutgers.
ACC and the Big East.
Maryland and Rutgers. Does the Big Ten have all the answers? Are they getting it right? Because I don't know. If I'm a Nebraska football fan and I can drive every other year to Kansas or Kansas State, if I could make that decision, if I can go to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State rather than going to College Park, Maryland and New Jersey, what are we talking? Like, come on, be honest with me. Like the Big Ten, and also understand that if the Big Ten has an area that it not only controls, but is doing good transit business back and forth, it's better for the Big Ten. It's better for the Big Ten. The Big Ten was built on Midwest. It got outside of itself. I'd agree.
Well, the Big Ten was built Great Lakes. The Big 12 was built Midwest, right? Coming from the Big 8, then you add the Texas schools, which is at least the same pocket of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That at least makes some geographic sense. You're in the time zone. It's a long drive from Nebraska to Austin. You can do it if you plan ahead enough. You plan your year around it. Are you driving from Happy Valley to Seattle? Highly doubt it.
You could, again, get out of your feelings and get into the logic and the business sense that says, as a college football fan in Nebraska, if I can, and it's in the same thing, you could roll it over to basketball and have a different conversation. You could roll it over to baseball and have a different conversation. But if there's a home and away with Creighton in every other sport, not football.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why can't you do a football one?
Right? That,
whoops.
If you're doing that, it makes sense, right? Tell me that Nebraska, Kansas State basketball back and forth works. You're going to let me go to Fog?
I'll go. I've been.
Right?
Cool environment. Make right. Vista.
You don't think there'd be red in Fog? You don't think the red folks, you don't think the folks would drive down there and make that happen?
They would at least attempt.
Right? Tell me how sexy it would be to bring back Oklahoma, Nebraska every year, home and away.
Don't ask Nebraska about it. Let me try to back out of it.
But that's this is my thing. If I'm the commissioner of the Big Ten and I get to choose 20 teams and then it's regionalized,
mm-hmm.
It makes every sense in the world. There's no reason for Nebraska and Penn State to deal with each other that way. It makes more sense for Nebraska and Kansas to deal with each other that way. Mm-hmm. It makes more sense from, if you're a fan, can I go see my Huskers? What's the easiest, cheapest, most convenient, and price efficient, right? We know it's cheaper to go to Kansas than it is Los Angeles, California. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't I love the Big Ten football fans enough to offer them that than sending them to vast corners of the country where you think Washington's hyped up about seeing who they're going to see? You think Rutgers fans are lining up going, woohoo, Nebraska's coming. No, they're happy because Nebraska's coming. Nebraska's bringing people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you made it closer and gave greater proximity and allowed more money to be spent, more money would be spent.
Odds are good. We'll go to break. More Old School after this on the Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Stream. I'll put a reminder out for people who want to continue to follow the conversation. A lot of interesting stuff there. And I think that's something that a lot of Husker fans are clamoring for in a lot of ways, DP, is bring back more of these series. But they've been told, you know, now since it's been the move to the Big Ten, these are non-conference series. Oh, these are one-offs. These are special occasions. And you don't want to lose the magic of it, but part of the magic of it is seeing these teams more consistently, of getting to know the character of an opposing fan base, of seeing these rarely friends, often rivals, on a more consistent basis. That's part of the magic of college experience, especially in football.
Yeah, I mean, I the understanding of the convenience of knowing where you're going, right? That you know that there's certain towns like, you know what, I'm going to go into Lawrence, and there's a couple of really cool restaurants. I know the players. I know the route. Right, I know how long it's going to take me to get in and out of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I know how long the drive back's going to be. Can make a decision on, do I want to be downtown? Do I want to be near campus? Do I want to be near stadium? All of those things are that's the aesthetic that we're missing in college sports, mm-hmm. football specifically, because it's a Saturday game. I know that I have friends that coach in the MAC, and that's a big part of the thing for them is the understanding of location and
who they are,
geography. It's a part of the deal, and they're familiar. They know, okay, if I go into this town late in November, this is a snow game, right? And I'm going to plan accordingly, but I'm going to have a good time with it. I'm going to plan around. Iowa fans have no problem coming to Lincoln, and Lincoln has no problem going to Iowa City.
I mean, we got to hold our breath other than that.
Well, yeah, but we have to talk slower, right? we have to explain things. But I think there's beauty in being creative productively to do it on purpose. I think that's ultimately what will end up happening.
Well, part of being creative is being simple, right? That's your big thing. You know, why make it more complicated than you have to? The simple thing is play people who are close to you. And that's the fun of seeing Nebraska, Miami in the championship games in Nebraska and Florida State, because you don't see them because you get the Nebraska power against the speed of another part of the country. You have a regional sort of trademark for what type of football you're able to play.
Well, people are complaining on a regular basis about the price and expense of the game, right? Not understanding that if you're flying to Happy Valley and you're flying to Rutgers and you're flying to Maryland and you're flying to Seattle, it costs more than putting people on a bus to Iowa City. Like, why are we missing the layup? It's that, listen, there's less wear and tear on the student athletes. Oh, you got an exam this week, or you got to study when you get home, or we're going to make you study on the plane when you can get on a bus and be back at home in your own bed. Right? You can make decisions that are better for everybody involved. The wear and tear on the adults, the wear and tear on the fan base of having to just deal with that. Do I want to leave work on Friday? Yes, probably. To go to a game on Saturday when I could just drive Friday night or Saturday morning and go to the game. And then do I have to stay overnight? You go to College Park for an afternoon game. You're not flying back and getting in. If you are, you're going to fly into Omaha and drive. It's like we can simplify a lot of things and then give greater value to all those things by allowing people to be a participant in it.
It's not just a spectator,
right? I don't want to have to watch all the games. I would like the idea of driving to an away game and being able to get back and forth and knowing the places that you're in and not asking you to go to New York for the Pinstripe Bowl. Like, come on. We know that that's a different deal. You saw the expense reports from New York City. It's a little different than going somewhere else. We can do the conferences can do better. The leadership can do better. I'm sure if you asked athletic directors whether they would like the proximity of doing business and the financial benefit of doing business in a more geographically sound way, everybody would be on board. It just requires somebody to free think and get it into the room.
Well, would you agree that there obviously you'd agree that there's economic value in familiarity?
Yes.
Would you also agree that there's economic value in novelty?
Not long term.
That's the point. That's not the exact point.
Because a one off, yes.
Novelty, Nova, the root, new. You need that from time to time. It's why we take vacation.
You do.
It's why we go on trips. We love the routine that we come home to our own bed. But sometimes there's something fun about seeing something new, going someplace new, as long as it's not the new normal, as long as it's not all the time.
You drew 90,000 to Memorial for one volleyball game. You had to do how many home games that year to match what you generated in the novelty game that was not Memorial Stadium.
Well, Bob holds what, 8,000? So you got to pull 11 and a quarter
without the donation button that you get on top of that and the deposit, right? Familiarity changed that night for folks who normally watch Nebraska volleyball. I would think that Memorial Stadium was not for the people who have the best seats at Devaney. Right? They didn't get the best seats.
Right.
Like, so the novelty makes sense. You know that going to a bowl game, if they go to the Rose Bowl, the people who sit in the best seats at Memorial will have right of first refusal, but they're not going to have the same comfort. They're willing to sacrifice it for the novelty, but it should not be the norm.
No. Because it is fun, you know, for Nebraska fans, I can imagine to go to the Fiesta Bowl in Phoenix and then go to Miami the next year. And, you know, you get the Gator Bowl, you get the Capital One Bowl, you get across the country. That's good for Nebraska's brand, right? Matt Rhule talked a lot about that today. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's brand needs to be strongest closest to home, right? Because that's where the most business, to your point, is being done. But there is value, you know, as the 90s Huskers would tell you, of being nationally relevant, of having your brand out there, of being the show that's on everyone's TV. Well, that's fixing, also a big deal.
You're fixing a lot of things without fixing the most important things. One, be better at football.
That part.
Be better at football. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff masks the right way. Secondly, behind that, then take care of the people who take care of you. The fans. The fans. You have to take care of the fans. The conference doesn't matter without the fans. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten Conference has no power without the fans. So give the fans a thing that makes them celebrate more united, more consistently getting money. So imagine a Nebraska fan who could actually drive to or attend all 12 games in proximity at a cheaper, more efficient rate than what it would take for you to spend money to go to LA and Washington, D.C. and New Jersey.
When Nebraska was at its best, right? You talk about mid-60s through 2001. Let's call that the era.
Yep.
Nebraska was, if not the regional superpower, a regional superpower. Mm-hmm. Right? They don't, I mean, yes, we know Husker fans are everywhere. We know Husker Nation rolls deep, that caveat firmly included.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska ain't the Cowboys.
Right.
Nebraska's not the Lakers.
Not the Steelers.
They're not the Yankees.
Right.
Right. Nebraska can be known nationally, but Nebraska will never be the national brand. You know, mm-hmm. for and maybe that's pessimistic of me, but my main point is, without, and I'm not trying to denigrate Nebraska, again, born, raised, love, all that stuff. Nebraska is at its best when it focuses on itself, when it dominated its region, and it proved that what it did here could match what LSU was doing, could match what Alabama was doing, could match what Penn State was doing in different pockets of the country. Nebraska wasn't trying to be Ohio State. You know, pick up random college football fans off the street. Oh, yeah, I'm taking them just for kicks because I know they're big and they'll always be good. Nebraska was at its best when it was what? Taking care of itself, its own business, right? Yes, trying to spread its wings, grow its brand, all that stuff, but that was secondary. Mm-hmm. That happened as a byproduct. It wasn't the thing. I think it would be great for Nebraska. I've been on this very station, these very airwaves, and other outlets, you know, saying this in different forms or fashions. Nebraska would be best served by going back to that more regional setup. Well, when Nebraska can dominate the middle of the country and then branch out from there, great. But when Nebraska has to field attacks from west, from east, from north, from south, that is not where Nebraska is best.
They ran from some business partners that they thought were bullies. And
instead of standing up to them.
Right. Instead of just being great where you are. Mm-hmm. Like, just be great where you're playing.
Well, and understanding the people that, you know, those business partners, right? We'll name them Texas, the state of Texas. DP, guess how many conferences Texas has been in?
Yeah.
They don't stick around. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's leaders at the time did not have the foresight to say, let's wait this out. Texas will jump before we do. We're the founding member. We're not getting kicked off our block. These new kids will leave long before us. It would have been brutal to deal with. But we saw Texas left again. Of course, it came after Nebraska left. Mm-hmm. But you got to know who you're doing business with. That's one of your big points. Know who you're dealing with. Nebraska's leadership at the time didn't take a look at Texas being Texas, always jumping, never satisfied.
The Nebraska leadership at the time, and again, I wasn't here, but from where I was, I often asked the question, why? Mm-hmm. Why? Exactly why are you doing what you're doing? Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't have mattered, because the ultimate answer was, it didn't matter that you were in proximity to Texas if you were being the best Nebraska.
Right.
If you were doing things right, it didn't matter what Texas was doing. It never did. It never did. It didn't matter what Oklahoma was doing. When you were doing what you were supposed to do, best version of yourself for yourself, then everything else, all the other businesses, I say it 100 times walking through this building. We don't have competitors. It's just about us. Mm-hmm. We need to do the best radio that we can do
for us.
If we're doing the best business And we're giving the best product and shows for our listeners. Everything else is whatever it's supposed to be. I can't worry about, I'm not looking over the fence. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I don't care how they're doing it. It's simple. Are we giving you 18 hours a day? Because nobody else is doing 18 hours, right? That I got to start there, right? Is anybody else doing what we're doing? No. So then we just have to worry about us. If we're here for Husker fans 18 hours a day until we're here 24 hours a day, then nothing else matters. I'm not worried about what anybody else is doing. That's just the thing. Husker, our listener, ticket listeners deserve the ability to hang out with us, talk ball whenever they want, wherever they are. That's what we're doing. I can't go, oh, you know what we should do? We should think about the podcast studio in nowhere, Nebraska. No, no. I'm taking care of the ticket listeners. I'm taking care of the ticket family. We're going to talk ball, and we hope they enjoy it.
Love your own. Take care of your own.
Yep.
We'll go to break, wrap up Old School, get you set up for Corner 3 after this.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Been a really fun show. Got to a lot here on Old School. Austin Orman, DP with you. Thanks to, as you see in the bottom right of your screen, the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Looks like it's sprinkling, or at least it was before. That's okay. That just means it's going to depress the temperatures to make it even nicer for you to grill this weekend. They got 3 Lincoln locations and 1 up in Omaha for you to stop by, pick up everything. And I mean everything you need for grilling, maybe except the grill itself, at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Lots of Husker fans still walking around O Street, getting settled and ready for Nebraska and Pitt coming up in just about 8 minutes or so. But DP, tomorrow it kicks off. College football officially upon us. Obviously the headliner, Iowa State and Kansas State, taking place in Dublin. We've seen a red versus purple before. If I was to send one message to Dublin, to the attention of Matt Campbell, 3 words: kick it deep.
Onside trauma. Like, there's a level of depression that's attached to that. Like, you have to, there's not a Husker fan that just doesn't, You have to decompress that.
Yes, you roll your eyes.
You just went. I mean, again, you talk about first games, right? Travel. Like, all the money that was spent going over there, all the pageantry and all the things, and that.
Are Husker fans at the acceptance stage of grief from that yet?
No.
The era, I think they are. That play, probably not.
Yeah, I just, wonderful to be included. Wonderful for the opportunity to go over. Great experience, great memories before the game.
And I think Ireland is probably the proper place to have that, because that play will always hold some of the ire of a Husker fans, if you will.
If they go back, so let's say it's announced that they're going back in 2 years. You going?
Scarred.
Right.
Actually, I wasn't there the first time, so I might risk it.
No, but still, it's a real question that would you go back? Would you go back? If they, you know, I know that I wouldn't go. Like, I know that about me now. No, wouldn't do it.
Would you go to Iowa State and UNLV at Allegiant Stadium?
Any reason to, well.
It's Dan Mullen.
It's Dan Mullen. His wife is a good friend of mine. So probably. Plus, you get to hang out with Everett Gray. So, yeah, I'd say yes to that.
Kansas opens the booth against Fresno State. Jayhawks 2 touchdown favorites. Are we back in on Kansas as a college football populace this year? Kind of seems like we're trending that way.
You got to beat Fresno first. Like, that's the real statement.
Yeah.
Are you 100% sure they beat Fresno State?
I cannot say that I am.
That part. Like, I'll wait and see. I'm cool with waiting and see.
Sam Houston at Western Kentucky. I believe that's where Maverick McIver. Great name. Great name. Maverick McIver. That is a Texas born and raised quarterback for Western Kentucky. The Tops are 9.5-point favorites over the Cats. How about this one, DP?
Cats can sling it around, though, man. They can. The Cats can get some points. I wouldn't be surprised if that one, Sam Houston, look, they're fun to watch. They're fun to watch.
That's the second highest over under of the day tomorrow, 61.5 behind only UNLV and Idaho State. Points then this everywhere. One, Stanford going to the islands. Andrew Luck, Frank Reich, and the scrappy Cardinal are taking on the Rainbow Warriors out there in Honolulu. 2.5-point favorites are the Warriors.
Which is mind-boggling to me. I do not understand how that is possible. How is it? Can you? Okay. So what? if it was Nebraska and they were a 10-point underdog, would you go?
Well, 2.5. So 10, no, I'm not making the trip.
2.5, would you go? If they're an underdog to the to the fighting Rainbow Warriors in Hawaii, would you go?
What's more mind-blowing, Stanford being underdogs or this being an ACC Mountain West matchup?
All of it. All of it. All of it is Friday night toast to glass weird.
Oh, man.
That Hawaii. That's never, not even the Colt Brennan Hawaii.
No, June Jones. He ain't walking through that door.
No, man. None of this was set up for Stanford. Stanford, what happened?
What are you doing, bro?
Well, listen, I guarantee you there's more Stanford people here in Lincoln watching volleyball than there is in the island watching football.
Odds are good. DP, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got Corner 3 coming up. We are doing the Big Ten preview on the Corner 3. Players, teams, coaches, what do you need to know? Probably have to revisit it coming up. But you know what? We're doing the Big Ten preview. That's coming up next on the Corner 3.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.